Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo page. Echo membership will provide you with unlimited access to other educational material, as well as a huge number of other advantages. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
Hello, my name is Pascal Juera. I'm the head of the IBD clinic in Bern, Switzerland, and chairman of the EDUCOM. I'm presenting a podcast on the use of tioperines in ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. I'm going to present it according to the different questions we could have about this drug, which are: what are exactly tioperines and how do they work? What are the most appropriate therapeutic indication? What is the dosing and monitoring which is required? What are the contraindications and adverse events to consider? And finally, some special situations. What is exactly tioperine and how do they work? Azathioprine is an immunosuppressive antimetabolite, is available in tablet form for oral administration. The earliest use in IBD was in 1962 by Beam and for the treatment of ulcerative colitis. Azathioprine is then metabolized to 6-mecaptoprine, and after successive bio transformations, these tioperines lead to purine analogs that have cytotoxic effects and are incorporated into DNA, altering immune cell production. What are the most appropriate therapeutic indications? In ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, azathioprine and 6-mecaptoprine are used to avoid prolonged steroid use as steroid-sparing agents and to maintain patients in remission. They are indicating following two or more steroid courses in 12 months. They are also used to augment anti-TNF therapy in part by reducing immunogenicity of these biologic agents. What is the dosing and monitoring which is required? The recommended dose is calculated to reach 2 to 2.5 mg per kilogram per day for azathioprine, and 1 to 1.5 mg kilogram day for 6-mecaptoprine given orally once daily. The tioperine S-methyltransferase, also called TPMT, is central to the metabolism of these drugs. Therefore, the activity of this enzyme can be measured and the dosing of the drug adapted accordingly. In example, you have to reduce by 50% if the TPMT level is low, and even this situation is contraindicated if the TPMT level is very low or absent, as it can increase the risk of developing severe life-threatening myelotoxicity. However, TPMT testing cannot substitute for complete blood count measurement in these patients receiving tioperines. In case of combination with allopurinol, 1/4 of the dose should be used, and dose should be also reduced in case of renal impairment. Concerning the monitoring, the patients should be tested regularly, blood count, liver function tests, renal function, for example, weekly for 4 weeks, and alternate weekly for 2 months, and then 2 to 3 monthly. Interruption of reduction of doses may be needed in the management if there is dose-related laboratory abnormalities, including lymphopenia, neutropenia, anemia, and hepatotoxicity. It is recommended to stop the therapy and obtain an urgent blood test if there is unexpected bleeding, bruising, or fever. Tioperine treatment should be interrupted if a patient is developing a serious infection until the infection is controlled. If your patients relapse on this therapy, review with him the compliance and then try to optimize the dose according to the metabolite testing in the blood, the 6TG and 6MMP level, or using the bone marrow parameters, leukocytes, lymphocytes count, or the MCV, which should increase. In some cases, those of ASA more than 2.5 mg per kilogram or 6MP more than 1.5 mg per kilogram may be required. If insufficient, thereafter, consider methotrexate for CD, anti-TNF or surgery according to the echo statement. What are the adverse events to consider? The most frequent adverse events are hematologic and gastrointestinal in about one-third of the patients. These are mostly dose-dependent. Try to switch from ASA to 6MP if you have a GI intolerance, unless there are severe pancreatitis. In this latter case, you have an idiosyncratic reaction and a new drug challenge is formally contraindicated. Treatment with tioprins could be associated with an increased incidence of liver enzyme elevation in some patients due to a shunt towards 6MMP metabolites in case of high TPMT activity, which could lead to drug-induced hepatitis. If this is suspected, a combination of a very low dose, one-fourth of azathioprine and allopurinol can be done. Patients should be screened for tuberculosis and other opportunistic infection, as serious and sometimes fatal infections due to bacterial, mycobacterial, invasive fungal, viral pathogens have been reported in patients receiving tioprins. More specifically concerning viral infections, fatal cases of EBV-naive male patients due to hemophagocytosis syndrome have been described in literature. Therefore, the tioprin indications should be carefully proved and discussed with this group of patients. Corticosteroid use and tioprins were also associated with an elevated risk of herpes zoster. The possibility exists for tioprins to affect host defense against malignancy. The risk and benefits of tioprins should then be considered prior initiating this therapy in patients with current or history of malignancy, as malignancy have been observed in clinical studies and in post-marketing setting, including but not limited to lung cancer, breast cancer, melanoma, prostate cancer, urinary tract, and renal cancer. Increase in lymphoma have been reported in patients treated with tioprins on monotherapy, in particular in combination with anti-TNF agents. However, the prevalence remains very low, 5 over 12,000. Post-marketing case of hepatosplenic T-cell lymphoma, a rare case of T-cell lymphoma have been reported also with patients treated with tioprins. These few cases, probably around 50-60 worldwide, happened only in young adults, but were very aggressive disease and have been fatal. Increase in non-melanoma skin cancer have been reported in patients treated with tioprins. Advise patients to avoid excess exposure and use high-factor sunscreen. Periodic screen examination is recommended for patients who are at risk for skin cancer. Finally, some special situation. Tioprin does not increase the risk of peri- or post-operative complications. Tioprin doesn't affect human fertility. Tioprin are considered safe in pregnancy following discussion of the risk and benefit. For breastfeeding, a delay of 4 hours should be considered after ingesting the medications. For elderly patients, it's recommended that the dosage should be used at the lower end of the range and rather avoided in patients older than 65. In conclusion, tioprins remain an important part of the IBD therapy as steroid-sparing agent. They should be appropriately dosed and monitored in order to reach the best safety and efficacy. Thank you for listening and have a good day.